Agastya then said, "My dear Ram, Malyavan, Sumali, and Mali were more powerful than Ravana and the other Rakshasas that were killed by you. However, since the Rakshasas you faced in battle were all descendants of Pulastya, they were incomparably strong. Therefore, my dear Ram, it can only be concluded that you are none other than Lord Narayana himself, for no one else could have killed all these Rakshasas." Agastya then continued his historical narration. While Sumali wandered throughout the netherworld in fear of Lord Vishnu, Vaishravana took up his residence at Lanka under his father's order. Sometime later, Sumali took his beautiful daughter with him and left the lower regions to wander the earth in search of a suitable husband for his daughter. And it so happened that one day Sumali saw Vaishravana flying overhead in his Pushpaka chariot. Sumali was struck with wonder upon seeing that celestial vehicle. Soon, he returned to the nether regions to ponder the fate of the welfare of the Rakshasa race. Then, upon coming to a firm decision, Sumali called for his daughter, Kaikasi, and requested her to accept Vishrava as her husband. Thereafter, Kaikasi obediently went to the residence of Vishrava and stood shyly before him with her head bent downward as she scratched the ground with her toes. It happened that Vishrava was in the midst of performing a horse sacrifice, and Kaikasi did not realize that she had approached at an inauspicious time. But still, the magnanimous sage inquired, "Oh, my dear young girl, who are you? And what is your purpose in coming here?" "I am the daughter of Sumali, and my name is Kaikasi. Whatever else you may wish to know, I request that you ascertain by your own spiritual prowess." Vishrava then entered a trance of meditation, and after reading Kaikasi's mind, he said, "Yes, I can understand that you desire to receive sons from me. Your wish may be granted, but because you have approached me at this inauspicious time, your sons will become fierce Rakshasas. O great sage, I do not wish to have such sons from you. Therefore, please be merciful unto me." "All right, as a concession, your youngest son will come to be famous as a pious man." And so, in due course of time, Kaikasi gave birth to a hideous child with 10 heads and 20 arms, a huge mouth and long teeth. And at the time of his birth, the earth trembled, meteors fell from the sky, and fierce winds blew, bringing terror to the hearts of all living beings. Because of his 10 heads, Vishrava named the child Dashagriva. Then, after some time, Kumbhakarna was born. This child possessed the largest body known on earth. After Kumbhakarna came a daughter named Shurpanakha, who had a very ugly face. The last child was Vibhishan. When this noble son was born, the demigods uttered exclamations of joy and showered down flowers from heaven. And thereafter, Kumbhakarna wandered all over the universe, devouring rishis, while Vibhishan engaged himself in studying the Vedas. Then one day Kuvera came to see his father while riding in the Pushpaka chariot. When Kaikasi saw Vaishravana, she urged her son Dashagriva to become as powerful and glorious as his half-brother. Hearing these words from his mother, Dashagriva became envious of Kubera, vowing to become greater than him in all respects. Then, with his mind fixed on performing severe austerities, Dashagriva set out for the holy site of Gokarna along with his younger brothers. Dashagriva began executing unprecedented austerities, and because of this, Lord Brahma became very pleased with him and his brothers. At this time, Ram once again interrupted politely, "O foremost of rishis, Agastya, please describe in detail exactly what austerities the three brothers performed." "O Ram, Kumbhakarna lit fires all around him during the heat of summer, while in the winter he remained submerged in cold water. In this way, Kumbhakarna passed 10,000 years without wavering from his determination. The Vishan stood on one leg for 5,000 years, and for another 5,000 years, he kept his arms above his head while worshipping the sun god. Dashagriva went without food for the entire 10,000 years, and at the end of each 1,000-year period, Dashagriva would give one of his own heads as an offering into the sacrificial fire. Indeed, it was just when Dashagriva was about to offer his last head in sacrifice that Lord Brahma appeared to reward him for his austerities. When he saw Lord Brahma standing before him, Dashagriva bowed down with great respect. Then, when Lord Brahma urged him to accept a benediction, Dashagriva replied in a voice choked with joy, "O my Lord, I only have one fear, death. Therefore, please fulfill my desire by granting me the boon of immortality." "O Dashagriva, it is not possible for anyone within this material creation to have absolute immortality, for even I shall have to die one day. Thus I request you to ask for something else." "All right. Please grant me immunity from death at the hands of the Nagas, Yakshas, Daityas, Danavas, Rakshasas, and demigods. I do not require immunity from others, like human beings and animals, for I consider them to be no more of a threat than straw in the street. Tatastu, I thus grant you all that you have asked for, and likewise, the heads you previously offered in sacrifice will now be restored. I will also give you one more benediction, allowing you to assume any form you like simply by willing." Lord Brahma then said to Vibhishan, "And you may also accept a benediction from me according to your desire. My dear Lord, since you are pleased with me, the goal of my life has already been achieved. My only wish is that my mind may always remain steadily fixed upon the path of virtue, even amidst the greatest of difficulties. And in addition, if you so desire, please grant that the knowledge of the Brahmastra appear to me upon command, even though untaught." "O Vibhishan, I am indeed very pleased with you. Since you are by nature inclined toward righteousness, although you were born a Rakshasa, I shall grant you immortality on the level of the chief demigods." But when Lord Brahma was about to offer benedictions to Kumbhakarna, all the demigods accompanying him pleaded with folded hands, This Rakshasa is evil-minded, for he has already devoured 7 Apsaras and 10 attendants of Indradev, along with numerous rishis and human beings. His only business is to terrorize the entire universe. Since he has already created so much havoc without any benediction, we think that after he receives benedictions from you, surely he will devour the 3 worlds. O Lord, we request that you somehow cast a spell of delusion over Kumbhakarna on the pretext of granting a benediction. Carefully considering the request of the demigods, Lord Brahma mentally summoned his consort, the goddess Saraswati, who came to his side. The goddess then inquired, "Of what service can I be, O Lord? I want you to become the speech within Kumbhakarna's mouth." And thus it so happened that when Lord Brahma requested Kumbhakarna to take a benediction, the gigantic Rakshasa replied, "If you so wish to fulfill my desire, then simply allow me to sleep for many, many years. Let it be, let it be, let it be so." Then, just as the universal grandsire was about to depart along with goddess Saraswati and all the demigods, Kumbhakarna then came to his senses and wondered, "How did these disastrous words come out of my mouth? Oh, I must have been bewildered by those demigods."